The temple of Nykdos trembles as I stand frozen in shock, the Wolven's ancient bond transferring from Prince Castile to me. You are proof that we came from the gods, Queen Eloanna declares, confirming what my inexplicable powers have just demonstrated. Moments earlier, I killed attackers without touching them, channeling their own anger back through what she calls ether, the essence of gods flowing in my veins. The revelation shatters everything I thought I knew about myself, not just a scarred former maiden, but descended from Nykdos, king of gods. Before I can process this, chaos erupts as Alastair, the royal advisor, betrays us. Guards attack, firing strange arrows that turn victims' skin gray. First Jasper falls, then Kieran collapses after warning me to run. Finally, Castile is struck multiple times, his body hardening like stone in my arms, eyes glazed with a gray film. Rage unlike anything I've known consumes me. The temple shakes as silvery white embers dance across my skin, stone shattering beneath my feet. I fight with inhuman power until Alastair confronts me. I'm not the threat to Atlantia. You are. You have always been the threat. Pain explodes in my head and darkness claims me. I wake restrained by polished ivory bones and roots digging into my skin, surrounded by skeletal remains similarly bound to walls, dozens of them, some clearly centuries old. The horror deepens as I realize I'm in an ancient crypt filled with sarcophagi, not the first prisoner here. Commander Jansen emerges from shadows, revealing himself as a changeling who can take others' forms. When Alastair joins us, he delivers the most devastating revelation. I carry the blood of both Nykdos and King Malik, fulfilling a prophecy about the great conspirator birthed from the flesh and fire of the primals, who will become the harbinger and bringer of death and destruction. I wake strapped down in the wastelands near Castle Boer ruins. Delano attacks approaching Ascended in wolf form, while Kieran frees me from power-suppressing bindings. Castile arrives in a rage, slaughtering everyone. I kill Jansen before taking a crossbow bolt to the chest. Despite Castile's attempts, I can't swallow his healing blood. Kieran confirms the bolt hit an artery and lung. Lightning strikes as I fade. Against his father's warnings about what will happen, Castile orders the bolt removed. He compels me to look at him, declaring his love and vowing he won't lose me, even if you hate me for what I'm about to do. When the bolt comes free, my body convulses. Castile sinks his teeth into my throat as my heart stops. I float in nothingness until a voice pulls me back. Upon waking, intense hunger drives me toward Kieran, but Castile offers his bleeding wrist. I drink eagerly, easing my pain. Castile explains he replaced my blood with his. I never became ascended because I was never truly mortal. My divine heritage protected me, though Castile's blood awakened more abilities. In Scion's Cove, people pour from buildings as we approach, many kneeling at the side of Castile. When someone shouts, "Lisa, Mia Lisa," the cry spreads through the crowd. "What does that mean?" I ask. "It's old Atlantean, the language of the gods," Castile answers. "Mia Lisa means my queen." Later, Castile explains that without me taking the throne, we cannot remain in Atlantia. My presence would create division. "If you want the throne, I will set this kingdom on fire to ensure the crown sits on your head. If not, we'll go wherever you want." When a severely injured child is brought forth, I heal her with glowing silver light. The child awakens, reaching for her mother. Everyone kneels in response to this miracle, and I accept my destiny, requesting the crest be changed to make the arrow and sword equal. At the temple in Evimon, I announce to the king and queen, "We have come to claim what is mine, the crown and the kingdom." Silver-white flames ignite throughout the temple as we rise as Atlantia's new rulers. I'm stunned to learn council member Miss Willa is a changeling and one of Illantia's greatest seers. She reveals I'm one of two who will stand between what has awakened and the retribution it seeks to reap against man and God. At our kingdom presentation, Willa introduces Castile as the King of Blood and Ash, and me as Penelope Belfour Donnear, the Queen of Flesh and Fire. The crowd falls silent until Wolven begin howling, followed by people pounding the ground in allegiance. When my ascended brother Ian arrives with a message from the Blood Crown, I meet him despite concerns of a trap. Before leaving, he embraces me and whispers, "I know the truth. Wake Nyctos. Only his guards can stop the Blood Crown." Following his advice, we journey beneath the Temple of Nyctos to Elysium. There, we awaken a stone dragon named Nyctos and meet Nyctos himself, who reveals I have primal blood and declares, "You are a bringer of life and death. You are the Queen of Flesh and Fire. Do more than one crown." At Castle Red Rock, Tawny warns us, "The Queen isn't what she seems." When Queen Illyana appears wearing the Blood Crown, Castile recognizes the man beside her, his brother, Malik, somehow alive at the Queen's side. The Queen demonstrates Revenant's power when a mortally wounded handmaiden suddenly revives. Then comes the revelation. "She is my mother, not grandmother." She reveals herself as Isbeth, King Malik's former lover, transformed by his blood after being poisoned. When I refuse to surrender Atlantia, Isbeth coldly orders, "Kill him." A knight beheads Ian, blood splaying across the floor. Isbeth screams that she loved him, then cruelly adds, "Look at what you made me do." In the chaos, Castile is captured while I escape. In Atlantia, Nectis reveals my true father is Iris, Malik's twin and son of Nyctos, the caged creature I saw with the Blood Queen. I summon the dragon with ancient words. I call upon the bloodline, birthed of flesh and fire, to awaken. Dozens emerge from beneath the temple, soaring toward Solas. 4 days later, I confront King Jalara outside Oak Ambler. When he mocks Castile's torture, I behead him, claim his crown, and send his head to the Blood Queen with a warning. I'm coming for her, and she'll suffer if Castile is harmed. I declare myself the Chosen, the one who is blessed, true heir to both crowns through the King of God's blood, the Queen of Flesh and Fire, and tell her to prepare for war. As Valen leads Atlantean soldiers forward, banners with our new crest flutter while Draken casts shadows overhead. No longer the Veiled Maiden or merely an Atlantean queen, I've embraced my divine heritage. With Draken at my command and armies at my back, I ride to war against the woman who took my husband and killed my brother.